these massive odds. But Valley Cash has been very well tried, so it's an interesting race. They've come for nearly everything. They've had to go nearly every dog here. All right, they're all in. Green light, Leeward Travels, race 8. We're ready, set, and racing. Not a bad break either. Both Valley Cash, Jamal Wick got away well, and Jamal Valley Cash is going to lead from Anjo Rubin Exemplary. Out deep then with Dashing for Gold. Jamal Wick the inside. Blue Apple trying the rail underneath it. Got held up from Fear to Excel. Well back in the field now with Classic Tears as they come to the corner. Valley Cash turns in front. Had a kick over Exemplary and Anjo Ruby, and Valley Cash gets in. Now give it to Anjo Ruby second. A nose in front of Exemplary and Dashing for Gold between them. They're followed then by Blue Apple for the back, Fear to Excel, Anjo Ruby, Jamal Wick, and the time of around 22.74. Well, it was back from 12s in the 480, Valley Cash, and they knew what they were doing. It's led all the way by Tommy Shelby, Cash Magic. Philip Sinai, the owner trainer, hasn't won a race since November last year. Number 3, Anjo Ruby, John Grief, second. 7, Exemplary, John Gale, third, and number 8, fourth. 2.378 the interims. Margins a length and 3/4 by a nose. Splits of 6.62, 11.71, 11.03 home, and 22.74. A good run the overall time. Blue Opal missed the kick, which is pretty rare for him, and that really didn't help his chances any, but Valley Cash has led all the way and has brought off some nice bets. All right, so that's first win here at Richmond Valley Cash after 6 tries. As I said, it's been 10 months since her last victory, and she's done it well this evening. 2.378, that all clear will be up shortly. That takes us over to race number 9 tonight. No scratchings, a complete field. The next is due at 8.20. All clear on the previous.